Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back, everybody. Just getting the cobwebs out, mate.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a few years of silence.
It's true.
Between Mission Impossible movies.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Caravan of Garbage, where we're coming back to the Mission Impossible franchise.
Why?
We already covered 1 to 3.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a movie.
Oh, that'll do it.
So we'll do 4 to 6 or 4 to 6. Just 4. Yeah, we'll do 4 to 6.
Do 4 to 6?
Yeah.
We shouldn't do 4 to 7 in the lead up to 7. That's what you're saying?
Oh, I don't know, Mason. Should we?
Maybe we should. I don't know. We should take notes and say mean-spirited things during a showing of Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1.
Absolutely, let's do that. If people could leave a like, that would be terrific also.
Love that.
It's always good to come back to a franchise, especially one that continues to kind of improve itself.
Mm.
And one of the big improvements to this movie is that, just like Sex and the City 2, they're taking things to Dubai, Mason.
Oh, yes.
There was such a...
And it's fabulous, let me tell you.
There really was a specific... There really was a specific window.
It was. It cracked open and the dust storm came in.
There was a second specific, more of a metaphorical window.
Oh, okay, right.
Where movies would take you to Dubai and go, what do you reckon?
Very glamorous, isn't it? Dusty, certainly, but glamorous.
Just to me, someone who's been to Dubai Airport and looked out the windows. Yeah, it seems all right, I guess.
Great.
Yeah.
You think you got the full picture?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Cities in the desert, like, run by oil billionaires? I don't give a fuck.
Wow.
Just quite frankly.
Pretty bold stance.
Yeah.
We're never going to get sponsored by corrupt oil billionaires in the Middle East now.
Nah, trust me, they don't care.
Okay, great.
If they wanted to sponsor us, this would not get in the way of that.
If they want to sponsor or murder us, they'll find a way.
That's right. Anyways, Mason, I feel like all the elements of the previous Mission Impossible movies is kind of perfected and wrapped up in a tight new package in this movie.
Oh, look, I would agree.
With some exceptions.
Yes, there we go. That's it.
Okay, some caveats.
Okay, right.
There's a third small metaphorical window.
Now, when you said tight little package, are you expecting a clip of Tom Cruise's bottom?
Yes.
That's what you're hoping for.
That's exactly what I'm hoping for.
Okay, right. Send a note to Ben or Lawrence.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's quite impressive that Brad Bird, who directed The Incredibles, mm-hmm. who directed The Iron Giant, mm-hmm. who directed the movie Tomorrowland after this. Mm. This is his live-action debut.
Yes.
J.J. Abrams couldn't come back because I think he was doing Monster on a Train and the train crashed, and it's sort of E.T., but it's not E.T.
Okay,
it's
right.
Sort of Stranger Things, but it's before Stranger Things.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember that movie?
Yeah. It was probably deep.
It had a name.
It was probably deep in the midst of planning to never finish a Star Wars trilogy. You know what I mean?
Or a Star Trek trilogy.
Yeah, sure. Okay, right.
Yeah, you might be right.
I've got to find an unsatisfying ending to this.
But I feel like, you know, there's a heist in it. Mm. There's a big stunt.
Yep.
There's the gadgets.
There's emotional stakes. Yeah, and you know what? It's a little diehard. They all get messed up. Which doesn't really happen in all of them, I think.
No.
I mean, Tom Cruise has a bomb nearly go off in his brain and...
It's
probably had a series of heart attacks at this point through most of these. But I don't know. I really felt it in this one.
Yeah.
Everybody's all beaten and bloodied by the end of this.
Yeah.
Been microwaved, you know, so on and so
true,
forth.
True, yeah.
Yeah. Been in a cat fight.
Yeah. Mm. They bring it all back. And one of the elements that I feel like that was perfection is Tom Cruise's hair from Mission Impossible 2. Mm. They've attempted a revival of that.
That's true,
It's not quite there, though, I feel. I don't know whether, you know, he's aged up a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's
thinned out a little, perhaps.
I don't even know if it's that.
It's become more brittle. It's that Middle East air. It's that desert air, right?
Might be it. He's got a young man's hair. But that's a young man's game.
See, I feel like it felt like the Mission Impossible 2 here, but like a more realistic take on the Mission Impossible 2
here. Because that was too...
It was too perfect, I think, and too stylized. It was too John Woo in that way.
That's a fair point, actually.
And I think this...
I'm looking at this wrong.
This is a metaphor for this movie, I think, is that it is a more, you know, it's a more realistic take, perhaps, on some of the previous ones.
Well, this is the movie where everything goes bad and breaks all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's not an accident, by the way. If you're like, none of these gadgets are working. I don't know if they thought this through. I think they did think it through, actually. Yeah.
They should have put the retinal scanner on the side of the train in a more convenient position, I think. He's having trouble getting to it.
Yeah.
The hologram machine in the halls of the Kremlin, it's malfunctioning.
You could have set it up so it could, like, project to two or more people.
This has created a sort of dramatic tension. I don't know if I'm comfortable with it.
The bomb went off in the Kremlin. I don't think that should have happened, actually. That's bad. That's bad for the characters in this movie. They're on the run now.
If both of his clingy gloves worked, he could just go right up that. If you just, maybe he could rent a helicopter.
That's actually a good point. Why didn't they both work? Because that would have been much easier. He would have just gone up and then come back.
Would have gone up, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Why isn't the server room accessible from inside the building?
Somebody let me make a Mission Impossible movie where it's just very easy and goes fine and nobody gets hurt.
They don't need any of the gadgets. It's like reverse, in the Bond movies when he's issued all the gadgets and by sheer coincidence he just happens to need practically all of them. Oh, I just happen to need the lockpick phone or whatever. Just a movie where he gets issued all the stuff and then he just walks straight in and he doesn't need anything.
Absolutely.
And then he realizes when he gets home, he's still got it all in his pockets and he hasn't signed it back in, so he gets fired for admin reasons.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, look, we've seen Ethan Hunt do some spectacular things over these movies as of so far and in the future, of course. But I think the most spectacular thing I've ever seen him do, and that includes this movie where he climbs the tallest building in the world in real life, is that he perfectly sketches a man's face in biro on his hand about 12 seconds. And he's like, who's this?
Right.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I know him.
And Jeremy Renner's character is like, a crude sketch, but I think it's... you know, in comic books generally, when you're trying to introduce a cool new character, often in Marvel comics, the way they would do that is they would have the character show up and beat up Wolverine. Because Wolverine's like a cool, big-time tough guy.
He's just eating his cornflakes.
Right. The guy jumps through the window and beats him up. But like, it's just an easy shorthand for this guy's a real badass kind of thing, you know. And in a way, it sort of grinds down Wolverine as like a worthwhile opponent if he keeps getting thumped by these newcomer also-ran kind of guys. But I like the idea of Jeremy Renner's character is the new guy on the block, and he proves it by being like, pretty crude sketch. I don't know.
If I was there, I would have handed him the pen and go on, you draw me. Draw me right now on your hand.
Yeah, I'll just sit completely stock still.
Yeah.
I won't even be a guy running through the Kremlin while explosions go off. I'll just be here.
Yeah,
right?
I did that from memory. You didn't have to do it from memory. You could look at me and do it. Yeah.
I mean, it's a fun skill to have. Although I suppose you could just go, he was a Russian, he was sort of blonde, I guess, I don't know.
Yeah. You know him? Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah. I do love that Kremlin infiltration, though. Mm. You know, it's got one of my favourite things from the first movie, where the disguise is just Tom Cruise with a fake nose or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to masquerade as a guy who looks quite a lot like you by sheer coincidence. Just you with a mustache, I don't know.
Absolutely, yeah. But I do miss the mask element of this. There is a moment where they're 3D printing some and it just goes bad. It doesn't work.
Yeah, yeah. But it spits out like Homer Simpson's makeup gun.
Also, it's just the front. Because normally they're like the whole head, right?
Mm.
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Maybe there's a hair printing machine as well.
There probably
is. It's horrifying. It spits it out like a toilet roll.
Yeah, you might be right. That's fair enough.
It mostly does mullets.
But man, I tell you what, a few things that really stand out for me.
Go on.
As mentioned, that Kremlin infiltration, and I just love the idea of that big fake wall.
Mm.
That's such a cool piece of tech.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like even now, you know, being 10 plus years on, just love that idea. Mm. Ahead of its time, Mason.
Absolutely.
It was the digital camera for Mission Impossible 2 of this movie, though. Just a really impressive piece of tech.
Mm.
Yeah. And, of course, the big stunt of this movie. And I think this really solidified the Tom Cruise will do a big stunt and almost kill himself for you, the audience.
My only note I have on it just says, the world's tallest building, a pair of capri pants and a dream. And he's done it. I think that's beautiful, actually.
Yeah, it's just incredible. I remember that moment watching this in cinemas, and I don't even think I saw it on an IMAX or whatever. when he first steps out and the camera follows him. It's just like...
You get that feeling in your nuts.
Feeling in your nuts, Mason. We're so at home.
Or your lady nuts.
Or your lady nuts. That's fine. Yeah, but really impressive. And obviously, like, it's all he's all rigged up and whatever, but he's that part of his brain that has...
Speaking of rigged up, he's shirtless for a lot of this movie.
He's rigged up,
is that
mate.
His only time when he's...
It's a great question.
He's mostly beshirted, I think, for all the previous ones.
I think you're probably right.
But in this one, he's like, no, I got ripped for this, so you're going to see it.
Yeah.
I had to go to shirtless prison. Oh, no. Oh, the explosion blew my shirt off. Oh.
Oh, what? Who put me in this shirtless hospital? Oh, no.
That's right.
Who's responsible for this?
I guess I'll take a leather jacket off the washing line. Who's washing their leather jacket? What's going on there?
Maybe they were airing it out because they went to a party and they smoked in it all day, Mason.
Maybe they're airing it out because a weird shirtless dude stole it from them and wore it shirtless but a leather jacket and then threw it on the ground and they're like, oh, God, guess I'm airing this out again.
Speaking of clothing, though, I want to ask you about Tom Cruise's 2011 shiny blue suit.
It's very shiny.
What do you think?
I think it works for Dubai.
Yes.
I think that's what he's going for. He's going for an underworld figure who's a little bit flashy. And a little bit rock and roll.
He's a bit like that, isn't he? Mm. Well, just like the movie where he was Mr. Rock and Roll or whatever.
Mm.
Remember that one?
No. I was just agreeing with you. I was hoping you'd move on.
There'll be images of that movie.
Okay, great.
It's called like Good Fun Rock Adventures or whatever, and it's a musical.
Oh, Rock of Ages? Is he in Rock of Ages?
That doesn't sound right. Okay. Let's move it along. So Jeremy Renner.
Well, now we're moving along.
Jeremy Renner is introduced into this franchise because the thinking was that is this a franchise that Tom Cruise can carry forever or will he want to carry it forever?
Or will he die?
Yeah. And the answer is not yet, and he will just keep doing it until he dies.
Until he dies, yes.
Yeah.
Until he does a stunt in space and he gets covered in ice and he just floats
off.
They
leave him there, yeah.
Yeah.
But look, he's a good inclusion, but you clearly see what they're going for here, where this is the it guy, you know, and this he's in Thor, and he's soon to be in the Avengers, and he's Jason Bourne now, and whatever.
Yeah, I forgot he was Jason Bourne for a minute.
He was Bomb Disposal Man. I know he wasn't really Jason Bourne. Don't. I know there are people going to the comments being like, actually, he was a different character. Nobody cares or knows what that character's name is.
The character's name was Jason Bourne. Two A's. It's a Luke Skywalker situation.
It certainly is. Yeah. But I love that Jeremy Renner is just walking around this universe thinking that he got Ethan Hunt's wife killed.
Yeah. That's his that's his emotional backstory.
Yeah.
And at the end, if we can rush to the end.
He gets.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right?
For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
To do the big jumping stunt, the Mission Impossible stunt, so that I feel like would, you know, that's Tom Cruise's gift to him. To
be
like,
I see.
I know you think that you killed my wife, but okay, so you could do the Mission Impossible stunt,
right.
But it's with magnets or whatever.
Yeah. And but then Tom Cruise is like, no, you didn't kill my wife. It was all we knew. I knew, and you've been carrying this guilt for years, but actually,
yeah,
joke's on you. And Jeremy Renner's like, oh, we're cool then. I'd be like, you what? Tell me earlier.
Well, I'm assuming it was like a trust thing. Who do you trust? Who's wearing a mask? Who's not wearing a mask?
That's right.
You know, who's wearing two masks?
Who's wearing that double-sided mask they were printing? Who's that for?
I don't know. A Quintesson?
Maybe.
The He-Man character with like multiple faces? Man-o-many faces?
Man-o-many faces, sure.
Yeah, cool, man. Anyway, Benji's back, and this time he's a field agent.
Yes.
And his big story arc is that he gets to shoot a guy in the back at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. He got him. Benji's a hero.
That's right.
And that's cool. So it all kind of culminates wildly, doesn't it, in a big car park punch up. Seems pretty dangerous, though.
Yeah, what's going on there. Is that sort of car park common where they were?
Good question. Is it underground? I assume so. Or is it a tower?
It was a tower. Yeah.
Who's to say?
Yeah.
Isn't underground just a tower backwards?
Oh, in a way.
Or is an overground just an underground backwards?
I don't know. I didn't think you'd be asking so many questions.
Yeah, cool.
But
that's a fun, you know, punch up. It is the situation where, like, I feel like Ethan Hunt could beat this guy pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. If I were to be critical of any element of this movie,
yeah,
it would be that, especially since we got Philip Seymour Hoffman in the last one, the villain in this is kind of
and
he's fine. He's just a guy.
He is.
He wants to blow up the world. Okay, great. Well, that's every Bond villain, isn't it?
Did you like the bit where he suicided off that thing?
That was kind of fun, actually, yeah. And he wore a white suit just for maximum
suicidedness.
Yes, exactly. But there's also a moment where I think it's him and his henchmen, and it's just sort of bland. And there's a point during the dust storm sequence where the henchman rips off some of his mask, and that's the main guy.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
who cares?
Who cares? I guess somebody had to wear a mask, but
because I remember, I think initially at the time, like, oh, are they the same guy? And even though I think they were in the same room, like in previous scenes.
Yeah, but maybe it's in his mind.
Yeah, so it was just like, what's this reveal about? Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess.
Yeah, it is cool.
Lea Seydoux's in it, though.
That's right.
She's like, here's some diamonds.
She's got plenty of time to swan about in the pictures, doesn't she, as the heir to the Seydoux fortune.
Look it up. Right. That's true.
That's right.
It's true. The spelling.
Daughter dear, don't you want to drive around on one of our wonderful Seydoux jet skis? No, father. I'd much rather be in the acting world.
I'd rather be in a not very good James Bond movie and then a better James Bond movie, if that's okay with you.
I must let you spread your wings, daughter dear.
I know we laugh and we jest and we say she's the heir to the Seydoux fortune, but she is actually heir to a fortune.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's right. Just a different fortune, though.
I see.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, them putting some characters to the side in this, including, like,
Luther?
Yeah, Ving Rhames shows up at the end, and Tom Cruise is like, I did the mission.
Oh, right.
And Ving Rhames is like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you telling me this? It's a weird thing to say. I don't like that they wrote him out for no reason. I think they were going for like a sexier, younger team, you know?
That's right.
And all of that. But I don't, he's good. Leave him in it. And they do.
He comes back in 5 and 6.
Yeah, exactly. And Tom Cruise, stop looking at your wife. Leave her alone.
It's sure.
You know?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
What else is notable? I thought Paula Patton did a great job.
Yeah, me too.
And obviously Tom Cruise got a taste for Agent Carters because in 7, Hayley Atwell.
That's right.
Another Agent Carter.
Wait,
think about that.
Paula Patton's an Agent Carter?
She plays Agent Carter.
That's her name. Oh, she's Jane Carter.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
She should have played Gun Carter.
Oh!
If you've seen that movie, Mason, which I know you have.
Every man of a certain generation has seen that movie and no one else.
If you don't know, it's the movie Equilibrium. Yeah. And there's a couple of things that we always come back to when we do these videos. One is, am I going to do a big stunt? I did big stunts on the last 3 videos, Mason. Now look, my wife is in Europe at the moment. I'm parenting solo. So it will not
So of course you're going to do some big stunts.
No.
The pressure's higher than ever. The stunts are going to be bigger than ever.
I'm too sleep deprivationed to be doing big stunts right now, Mason. I will just die.
Okay.
You know, so I'm afraid I won't be doing a big stunt.
God, this is going to be incredible for the views. He's going to die, folks. If you were going to do a big stunt,
yeah,
from this movie, what would the big stunt?
It would be a climbing thing.
Sure, yeah.
But like, where do I do that? You know,
just at the side of the podcast studio. Just put some dishwashing gloves on and stick yourself to the side of this window.
Fine, I'll do it.
All right, great.
And the other question we always have is, Ethan Hunt is notorious for going rogue.
Yes.
And he never doesn't go rogue. Does this movie continue that trend?
He absolutely goes rogue. But he sort of goes rogue with the blessing of the secretary.
But then he goes double rogue.
He goes double rogue, yeah.
Yeah.
Because the secretary's like, certainly wouldn't want you to go rogue unless you went rogue over there in that train car that's got all your stuff in it.
Oh, I thought you meant how he was undercover at the start pretending to go rogue.
Oh, well then he's gone triple rogue?
God.
Good for him.
It's so rogue.
Stepping it up. That is very rogue.
Yeah, I can't wait to see how rogue he goes in...
In Rogue Nation.
Yeah.
Well, I imagine he'll go equally as rogue, but unfortunately there's a Rogue Nation pushing back from the other direction, so it's going to look like he goes less rogue.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm.
Anyways, Mason, it's time for Mission Trivia Ghost Trivia. This is a trivia segment of the video where we look at trivia and go, wow, James really did his research on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm ready. Should I practice one?
Sure.
Wow, James really did his research on this one.
This is the first film in the series to be released in IMAX.
Oh, James really did his research on this one.
It's true. The high-quality screen hologram projector gadget used to conceal anyone behind it during the elaborate setup within the Moscow Kremlin scene was similarly used during the television series Mission Impossible 1966, Season 4, Episode 16, The Falcon, Part 3.
There you go.
That's funny,
isn't it? Do you think that's deliberate, like an homage? It might. Brad Bird feels like he's known for his homages, but also might just be a coincidence.
Yeah.
There's only so many weird gadgets you can think of.
But he does love a throwback, like the Iron Giant.
Oh, that's true. That is true.
Incredibles, Tomorrowville, you know?
Also, Sony has patented that technology so to put in their TVs, and if you ever stop watching an ad, it shoots you in the head.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I like that. Mm. Yeah. Dermot Mulroney, you might know as an actor.
I do.
He was in My Best Friend's Wedding.
Go on. Okay, right.
You looked at me like he wasn't.
Your friend Barry, your best friend Barry.
Not what?
His wedding.
No. Oh, okay. That's what you're doing. No, Mason.
Oh.
It was in a movie called My Best Friend's Wedding with Julia Roberts and Cameron Diaz.
Wow.
And Rachel Griffiths.
Straight zone Rachel Griffiths.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Anyways, he plays cello in the scoring orchestra for this movie.
Huh.
He's actually a
Not a character named Cello.
No.
He's one of the party guests.
I'm John Cello. He's actually a classic cellist who occasionally plays in soundtracks for movies and stuff.
All right, then.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
One of the working titles for this fourth installment in the series, Mason.
Go on.
Was, do you want to guess?
No.
It's Rogue Nation.
Oh.
Which was actually used in the following movie.
There you go.
You thought that was probably going in a different direction.
I did. But then you went rogue in a way.
I did, didn't I? Mm. Jeremy Renner's character, Brandt.
Yes.
Was specifically created as an eventual replacement for Tom Cruise's character, Ethan Hunt, for when Cruise decides to step away or he dies.
Do you think he's going to be in 7 or 8?
Yeah, maybe.
He might be.
Feels like a good opportunity to bring him back.
Right.
You know?
Mm.
And Christopher McQuarrie, the writer and director for movies 5 to 8 of this franchise, and probably 9, I assume, did significant rewrites to the end of the film, including switching who kills the villain from Jeremy Renner's character, William Brandt, to Simon Pegg's character, Benji Dunn. He did this by pitching a father-son bond between Ethan and Benji to Paramount executives.
Okay.
It's like a 7-year age gap between.
Yeah, right.
Benji looks older than Ethan Hunt
also.
He really
does, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine a man and his son, but the son looks older, and then they come together when he shoots a man in the back.
I love you, Dad.
Anyway, the box office for this, it had a budget of $145 million, which I feel like was a bit of a gamble at this time.
Because,
you know, Tom Cruise had done some weird stuff and whatever, and he wasn't necessarily a big box office draw at this time.
Mm.
He was a known quantity, obviously.
And it's about his wife disappearing mysteriously.
Yeah.
But it turns out she's not dead. She's just living on a pier or something.
Yeah, she's living on a pier.
That's cool.
But this was actually...
Definitely alive, wink.
Definitely alive.
Yeah, I see her and I wave at her. Don't worry about it.
She'll be back in a later movie. She'll be married to Wes Bentley or something. Mm. That's in a movie. Henry Cavill's in that one. Anyways, this was the highest Tom Cruise box office performance at the time.
Oh.
So it came in at $693 million, which is a really good amount of money to have. Under most to all circumstances.
That'll be a good amount of money to have in the old skyrocket, am I right?
Definitely, Mason. Mm. Anyways, what a great time we've had.
I thought it was a great fun time to be had.
I wish.
My favourite bit was, I think, the moment where Benji releases the
bees?
Yes. No, when he releases the door at the prison and then a bunch of guys just come out and beat that guard really badly for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I guess...
That's a good father-son moment.
I guess you're supposed to assume that all the guards are bad people as well, but I'm also like, damn. He's not coming home for Christmas.
No. He's dead. He's dead from the beating that he got.
But then it starts there.
It's not like a white collar prison either.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Anyway, it starts there and it goes a hell of a pace. And what a film. I love this one.
And boy, can Tom Cruise throw a rock and then the rock bounces back. Mm. God, it just shows that he can do anything. Yeah.
You ain't wrong.
Anyways, if you do want to see these early, and why wouldn't you? You can actually head over to bigsandwich.co where Ben and Lawrence always get the edit done early. Goes up there a day, sometimes even earlier than that, even, Mason.
Mm.
But that's not the only thing over there. It's like our private Patreon where we've got movie commentaries, where we've got bonus podcasts,
ooh,
where we're doing video game let's plays.
That's right. We're good at video games.
Every day we are.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we let people in on that.
That's right.
Yeah. As I said, it's kind of like a Patreon, and it helps us keep the lights on, et cetera. And
that's right.
And everyone gets paid.
It keeps James in big stunts.
Yep. Is that what you want?
Yep. What happens in 5?
He drowns?
Yeah, he drowns.
All right.
And they release that gas in a church or something, and he's like, oh, I'm dying from this as well.
It's going to be an interesting week next week, isn't it?
Yep.
Where I both drown and die of gas poisoning.
You want me to look after the kids while you do that?
While I'm dead for the rest of my life.
No, I don't have time for that, actually.
Anyways, thanks for watching, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.